cliffcentral.com.
There is a Nigerian neuroscientist, Oshio Renoya Agabi.
Oh, I love that.
Me too.
Just I love their names.
Oshiro?
Oshio Renoya Agabi.
Yes. Wow.
And he may have found a way to solve one of life's puzzling dilemmas, which is that of air travel being unpleasant of late. So the question being asked here is, what if you could skip the tedious airport security lines with a special device that is able to sniff out explosives? Because that is what Agabi claims to have been able to do. Yeah. This is one of the possible uses of what Agabi says is the world's first neurotechnology device, which was developed by his Silicon Valley-based startup and unveiled at the TED Global Conference in Tanzania this past weekend.
Nice.
Yeah. While those in the field of artificial intelligence are working furiously to create machines that can mimic the brain, Agabi says that he has found a way to merge lab-grown neurons with electronic circuitry. And, you know, his invention will be able to detect a whole list of chemicals, explosives, maybe even sniff out illnesses where, you know, cancer is involved.
So that sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds very good. It's always exciting to hear what new developments are being made in the technology field. But yeah, now they'll potentially be able to sniff out any explosives while you happily just go about your business in an airport, and then maybe they can ease up on those strict searches that they've been doing on us.
Well, my favorite scene from the new Rick and Morty is where they have a machine that you go through, like a scanner, and they pick up if you're a psychopath or a crazy lunatic, and obviously it picks up Rick.
And then,
and what they do is they give you an injection that basically makes you like a drooling idiot for the duration of your flight. And then when you wake up on the other side, you go back to being the psychopath that you were.
Wow.
But for the flight, you're incapacitated. Now, this to me, even though it's a cartoon and Rick and Morty is a lot of bullshit, this is really a good plan. Listen to this. I mean, I think this is the most genius way of dealing with everybody, terrorists and psychopaths and crazy people and dangerous people and criminals, because we can all fly together if they're just paralyzed sitting in their chair like a drooling idiot and it wears off after the 6-hour flight. Great, right? Listen to this.
Go ahead.
And it picks up Rick.
What's happening?
Your friend has Class C or above cybernetic augmentations. Emphasis on the above. In any case, he needs to be neutralized.
What? Wait! Oh!
So they inject him.
Brain hurty.
What did you do?
It's a synaptic dampener that blocks violent tendencies and controversial thought. He will now be an ideal passenger.
I want cookies and a 90-minute cut of Avatar.
Seriously?
Quit it.
It'll wear off in 6 hours. It's cheaper than banning dangerous people from flights. I mean, let everybody buy a ticket, right? Otherwise, the terrorists win.
Isn't that great?
So then you're flying around with a whole plane of incapacitated passengers.
Yeah. I am. Let them all be like they're all retarded, like just drooling all over the place. You strap them in. They can't undo the buckle because they're completely useless. They just can't move their arms or anything. Then everyone flies pleasantly.
What about screaming babies on flights?
Or else they should just pump nitrous oxide into the plane while we're all flying.
Ah.
Laughing gas. Ooh. Just put us all to sleep with a little laughing gas and we wake up on the other side and go, whoa, that was a hell of a trip.
Oh, you see, then it takes it a step further because now I know some people will also be like, oh, just get everyone high.
That's fine too.
Get high in the sky.
But when you're high on laughing gas, you can't do anything. You're paralyzed. You're just central nervous system anesthetic, baby. Mm. Come on. What are we worried about? Listen, people are unpleasant. So if you knock them out for the duration of a flight, everyone's in the same situation. Nobody has to feel hard done by. You get to the other side. You wake up, you're like, whoa, that was a good sleep. Mm. Oh, stretch and yawn and move on.
All the babies will be passed out too.
That's my biggest concern, actually,
big
is
plus.
Screaming babies on
you
planes.
You won't smell the
big
weird, funky feet.
Plus. No, big plus. Put them all to sleep. CliffCentral.com.